In week two of our exclusive tour along the 2,000-mile-long southern border with Mexico, today we take you just over the El Paso, Texas border to Ciudad Juarez, a stop for migrants from all over Central and South America as they await asylum proceedings here in the U.S. Now, NewsAsian's Robert Sherman is the only cable news correspondent traveling the border. Robert, live for us in El Paso. And Robert, you heard harrowing stories from women at a shelter there.
We did, Nicole, and some of the people we spoke with have traveled thousands of miles to get here, and their stories are simply heartbreaking. For Candelaria Morales, the tears and the scars on her face tell the story of her treacherous journey from Guatemala to Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
It's so hard over there as a single mom with the crime. Somebody tried to break into my house, and that's why I decided to leave.
Morales and her 4-year-old son, Andy, left. But while heading north in the back of a tractor trailer, the truck flipped over. While laying in a hospital bed, she thought for sure she would die. But she was determined to get Andy to his father in Pennsylvania.
I was unconscious for several hours, and I thank God he revived me, and I was able to live on.
Sonia Felipe Pasquale is fleeing Guatemala as well, victimized by domestic violence. She says she won't feel safe unless she gets to extended family in Alabama. At one point on the bus ride here, her 1-year-old daughter, Sofia, was almost taken.
She was crying on the bus, and someone grabbed her away from me and threatened to kill my daughter.
Pasquale and Morales are just two of the hundreds of migrants the Good Samaritan Shelter in Ciudad Juarez cares for each month. Juan Fierro Garcia is the pastor and says families come here utterly broken as they await their asylum claims to be processed in the U.S.
Many show up with just clothes on their backs, literally. Some show up without shoes because they crossed the river.
Garcia says there are dozens of shelters like this in Juarez, and it's simply not enough. Just across the way from El Paso, the largest U.S. city on the border, this is a common place for migrants to come through. For Pasquale, she and her daughter are still going through the asylum process. Morales, however, has already had her claim denied. She's holding on to hope she'll get to Pennsylvania.
I have a lot of faith in God.
And there's no resolution in sight. The pastor who you just heard from told us that as long as there's poverty and as long as there are natural disasters in the world, there will be immigration. And as long as there's immigration, there will be scenes like the ones you just saw. Nicole?
Bringing us those compelling stories once again. Thank you for that, Robert.